the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Now, on the 29th of June, an Irish band are playing here at the Prince Albert in Brighton. They're called the Midnight Union Band. And on the phone with me right now, I've got the drummer, John Wallace, from that band. Hello, John. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. So, how long have you guys been together for?
Well, the guys have been together for the last 5-6 years, and then I joined about 4 years ago.
Okay. I've seen on your website you've got a bit of a background story. I quite like it, actually. It's quite humorous. It's quite funny, the history of the band. So you're one of the latecomers, and you've been unionized, as they say.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I think I know what you're referring to. It's how we found the singer.
Yeah. Who wrote that? Who wrote that blurb on the website?
I think it was actually Shane himself who wrote that, but it's a true story. He was busking in the streets in Kilkenny, and Brian, our bassist, just happened to be walking by on a break from lunch, and just really liked him and asked him to come up to the shed and try out.
And all of you guys are from Kilkenny as well, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So what's the music scene like in Kilkenny? Because your kind of music is kind of Americana rock, I guess, would be how you describe it.
Exactly.
Is that quite kind of a common theme or genre that people perform in Kilkenny?
Well, it would be common enough, I guess. I mean, we have a very successful and brilliant festival over here every May, the Rhythm and Roots Festival. And it attracts people from all over, really. And the organisers would get bands from the US, the UK, Canada, so on. And people literally would come from everywhere and anywhere for this festival. So the scene itself, I guess, the music scene in general in Kilkenny is fantastic. I mean, you've got a really, really good mix of everything from singer-songwriter to kind of more indie kind of stuff. And it seems to be always progressing as well and kind of changing up a little bit. So it's a really cool scene to be a part of, I think.
And how did you get into that particular type of music then? What was your influence?
Well, namely the singer Shane. He some of his main influences would be the likes of Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, especially lyrically anyway. And then I think the rest of us, I mean, we kind of have this really nice kind of pool that we each individually pull from. The likes of Neil Young and more contemporary things, I guess, you could get more frequent. And, for myself, like Fleet Foxes, things that, you know, those kind of bands that really lyrically and musically, they're be quite experimental in some kind of Americana notes, I guess.
Okay. And who does the writing then? Is it a kind of a joint effort, or is there one particular person that does all the songwriting?
Well, again, our singer Shane lyrically would definitely do most of the writing. Now, that's to say, a lot of us would bring in our own songs from time to time, and musically anyway, I think we would write the music together. But more often than not, Shane would probably have some sort of a melody kind of written. From there, then in the practice, then we really work on it and tear it down, build it up again, and hopefully we have something good at the end of it.
And do you guys kind of perform much then around Kilkenny, or is there a particular place that you kind of end up performing mostly?
We have one or two places in Kilkenny that we would perform. Now we kind of aim to not play too frequently in Kilkenny. Just to keep it kind of fresh for ourselves and for the crowd. We have a pretty good crowd here as well that follows us. So we kind of, try to keep them eager as well, not to oversaturate it. But yeah, pretty much all over Ireland. I mean, we travel from Cork all the way up to Donegal, really anywhere within Ireland we'd play.
Well, this is the thing with Ireland. I try and tell people over here that it's a bit more open to kind of different types of music, should we say, not necessarily the same type of genre over and over again. It's quite a good place to tour and to play your music then, I would imagine. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, like I said, our own festival here in Kilkenny, the Roots Festival, that's right on our doorstep, and it's kind of our, I suppose, for want of a better term, our bread and butter every year. And yeah, I mean, you've got everything. Every town seems to have some sort of a music festival, you know, from Independence to Sea Sessions up the north a little bit. And I mean, you've got your bigger festivals as well. But it's a fantastic place for music in general. You know, I think most towns, like I said, most weekends, even if it's not a festival, they usually have some sort of a show on or some sort of music. So I think musically, there's always something to go see or do, I think, you know, which is fantastic for us, you know. And like I said, in Kilkenny, I think every weekend in Kilkenny, there's always something on as well, which I think most of us in the band, we're all involved in the music scene one way or another, you know.
Yeah. And from the 11th of June, you guys are doing a European tour as well. You're going to Germany and you're coming to the UK. It's your first time coming to the UK as a band, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're really, really excited about this now. It's been, it's been in the works for a while now, but yeah, we're just itching to get over now, show you guys what we can do.
Yeah, and so on your Facebook and social media, then can you kind of track where you have followers or where your kind of fans are based?
Yeah, I mean, mostly in Ireland, but I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I remember a lot of. A lot of UK followers, some on mainland Europe as well, Germany, Holland kind of areas. I think we seem to have a good few followers as well. And obviously friends of ours that have gone abroad to the likes of Canada and Australia, and we seem to be getting little pools of followers over there as well. So maybe down the line we'll be doing a further afield tour.
The Midnight Union Band World Tour sounds good. So you guys are playing in London then on the 28th of June, and here in Brighton then on the 29th at the Prince Albert. What can people expect? Are you going to be playing music from your album, or kind of new music you're working on, or what's in store?
Well, because I guess the crowds over there really haven't heard our album, which we've released for over a year and a half now. I think we're only playing a lot of songs from that album.
Yeah.
But we also were working and we're currently writing for a new album. So I think we'll be kind of field testing these songs as well. We've played them a few times here in Ireland. The crowds generally seem to really dig them. So, yeah, I think the crowds over there are going to be in for a bit of a treat, because some of the songs, you know, we go from kind of the quieter songs, but our big songs, you know, you can get up and kind of rock along too. So we're looking forward to playing over there now.
So it should be a lovely musical treat that evening. And yeah. Where can people kind of buy tickets or find out more about a Midnight Union Band then, if they want to find out?
Well, you can definitely find out more on our Facebook page and also our website, www.themidnightunionband.com. And yeah, we're generally pretty much we're very good on social media. So I mean, if anyone had any questions or anything like that, we'd be pretty good at getting back to them and trying to inform the crowd as best as we can. Yeah.
Cool, excellent. John, thanks very much for taking the call, and have a great gig in Brighton.
Cool, thanks very much. Thanks for having me, appreciate it.
No problem.
There's a chain ringing in my brain tonight, and my heart, she's just looking for